This is Sherry Punjab Radio AM 600 Vancouver.
Kevin Falcon ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦਾ ਆਗਾਜ਼ Kevin Falcon ਨਾਲ ਹੋਇਆ ਅਤੇ Kevin Falcon ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ John Rusted ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ 2005 ਦੇ ਜਿੱਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਨਚਾਕੋ ਲੇਕ ਤੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ MLA ਬਣੇ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਸੀਨੀਅਰ MLAs John Rusted ਹੋਣਾ ਨੇ ਕੁਝ ਵਖਰੇਵਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਦੀ ਵਨਸਵੰਤਾ ਦਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ Kevin Falcon ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਗੱਲ ਜਚੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਇਲੈਕਟਡ ਅਫੀਸ਼ਲਸ ਟੂ ਵਰਕ ਕੋਆਪਰੇਟਿਵਲੀ ਔਨ ਦ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਫੇਸਿੰਗ ਆਵਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ John Rusted ਹੋਣਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਕਸ 'ਚੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ John Rusted ਹੋਣਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦਮ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈਗਾ Kevin Falcon ਸਾਹਿਬ ਬਾਰੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਨੇ ਮਿਸਟਰ ਰਸਟਡ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ
Thank you for having me on the program.
And I want to thank you for responding so quick. So we were just talking to Mr. Kevin Falcon in the right in the beginning of the program, and he explained that why he, evicted you from the BC Liberal Party caucus. So you must have your own opinion, your own reaction to this eviction, if you want to share that.
Sure. Well, maybe let me start by saying, I was a BC Liberal for a long time. I served in cabinet. I worked under two premiers, and I did what I could to support the party and the people in the party, certainly my colleagues. The unfortunate part here going forward, and I have no ill feelings towards Kevin or my colleagues or the party, but the unfortunate part is we were unable to reconcile our differences on environmental policy.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue that we are facing is our costs are going up. It's making it very hard for people. Half the people in this province are struggling putting food on the table. And now we're looking at policies that are going to reduce the amount of fertilizer use by 30% and reduce our domestic herds by 30%. This will only exacerbate the problem of food prices. They will cause food shortages. And quite frankly, there are 345 million people in the world that are facing acute food insecurity. And we as a country and as a province should be doing what we can to increase food production to be able to help people that are facing these challenges, not putting these policies by environmental elitists that are actually hurting people.
But coming back to the controversy or coming back to the main news headlines today, that whatever you said, and it's being said that you are basically saying whatever Patrick Moore is saying, who's a vocal critic of environmental movement. So that tweet or that thinking is part of your personality or that's what you firmly believe in?
So let me be clear, because people have said this about me. Climate change is real. There's no question it's real. And there's no question that we are facing some challenges associated with it. There's also no question that man is contributing to climate change. But climate policies that are created by these environmental elitists that are hurting people are not right. And I believe it's the job of an MLA to be able to stand up and say that something isn't right when they see that people are being hurt. There are other approaches we could be taking and should be debating to look at being able to make sure that people in our province are being looked after and that we're contributing, quite frankly, to our global society.
But while you were saying these things, were you representing your Nechako Lake electorate or these are your own personal views?
These are my own personal views, but at the same time, I am representing my riding. Agriculture is either the second or the third largest, most important economic activity in my riding, particularly cow-calf operations, but other agriculture operations as well. They're struggling already with fertilizer prices, with high fuel prices, and the challenges, of course, with supply change. You start adding on these other new requirements, and that will directly impact the people that are in my riding. And so, although this is an issue that faces us as a province and as a globe, it's also about the people in my riding.
Mr. Rusted, looks like that you are not very much sad, or you don't want to say too much on this eviction. Like, it appears that as if you are okay. If they call you back, you will join the caucus once again.
Well, I mean, obviously we have this issue that is unreconcilable between, you know, Kevin Falcon and myself. You know, but like I say, I have lots of friends in caucus. I've served with them for a long time. I have no ill feeling towards them. So going forward, I'm going to do what I can as an independent, raising the voice of the Chaco Lakes, raising a voice on these issues. They may align with BC Liberals from time to time. They may not. But I don't know what my future is going to be. But what I need to focus on now is obviously my riding, the people in my riding, and doing the best I can to serve as an independent.
What would you like to say to people out there who believe that, like Mr. Trump says, that this is all hoax? There's too much talk about nothing, because this is a bigger wheel that we can't see. And this happens in thousands of years. It'll keep happening like that. Change is the only constant, and we can only get used to it rather than try stopping it.
Well, look, like I say, climate change is real. It is an issue. Man is contributing towards our environmental issues that we are facing. And I think, you know, we need to be able to have open and honest debate about policies as to how to deal with it from a perspective of supporting people. And I find it completely unacceptable that that debate and discussion is not allowed today. I think, quite frankly, the attack on free speech and the attack on our ability to be able to have these debates is an unacceptable and, quite frankly, a degradation of democracy. And I'm quite concerned about it.
Lastly, what was your very first reaction when you heard that you are not part of caucus anymore? Because to us, the bystanders and outsiders, it looks like as if the party's inside environment is a suffocating kind that one can't express properly the way he wants to.
We used to have free votes in caucus. And today, when people want to vote against a position that the Liberals have taken, they're asked to leave the chamber and not vote. You know, we used to have a caucus that was very inclusive and welcoming of a variety of views. We don't seem to have that now. And that's really sad, because I put a lot of time into the BC Liberals, and the BC Liberals have done a lot of good things for this province. But we need to be able to have a politics that is inclusive, that allows voices to come forward, but more importantly, that are focused on people and the challenges that people are facing on the ground.
And sorry, I lied. This is the last one, that Mr. Horgan's government, NDP government, is very popular ranking-wise, and Kevin Falcon has tons of experience previously. So he's trying his best whenever the election comes, or even the by-election, which is very close in South Surrey. He's going to prove that he can do it. So do you believe in Kevin Falcon? Do you believe in that the BC Liberals, they'll bounce back and they'll soon form a government?
I am actually quite concerned about the BC Liberals' ability to win. And I'm concerned about that because we are not as inclusive a party as we need to be. We've lost a lot of vote, both on the political left as well as on the political right. And we need to be able to find a path that is about British Columbians, not a political party. And I'm concerned, quite frankly, that that Kevin Falcon doesn't see that as being the way our path forward. Personally, I would like to be able to see a party in British Columbia and a path in British Columbia that gives people an option that is there focused on helping people. I'm not seeing that from the NDP. My hope was, and I co-chaired the campaign for Ellis Ross in terms of leadership, my hope is that the BC Liberals could be that, and I still hope that, but I unfortunately am seeing that we are not seem to be going in that direction.
Mr. Ruster, thank you very much for your time, sir. Shukriya.
Thanks for having me on the program. It's been a pleasure.
John Ruster, ਹੁਣ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਣੇ ਨੇ ਆਖਰੀ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛੀਆਂ ਸਨ, ਬੜੀਆਂ ਕਮਾਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਨਸਰਨ ਆ BC ਲੈਵਲ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਜਿੱਤ ਸਕਣਗੇ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਸੰਸ ਹੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਫਿਕਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ BC ਲਿਬਰਲਜ਼ ਦੀ ਕਾਰਗੁਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਜੇਤੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਕਾਰਗੁਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਕੈਵਿਨ ਫਾਲਕਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਗੁਣਵੱਤਾ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੀ, ਔਰ ਬਾਕੀ ਦੀ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਜੌਨ ਰਸਟਰ ਦੇ ਮੂੰਹੋਂ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਨੇ। ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅਜੇ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਇੱਟ ਕੜਿੱਕਾ ਲੈਣ ਦੇ ਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਨ, ਦਸਤ ਪੰਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ, ਪਰ ਜਾਂਦਿਆਂ ਜਾਂਦਿਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਸੂਤੀ ਕਹਿਤੀ ਕਿ ABC ਲਿਬਰਲ ਦੇ ਪੱਲੇ ਜਾਂ ਕੈਵਨ ਫਾਲਕਨ ਹੋਣਾ ਦੇ ਲੀਡਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਦੇ ਹੇਠਾਂ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤੇ ਆਸਵੰਦ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio AM 600 Vancouver.